Alright folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be real, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes. You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once? Traffic jams, missed deadlines, that one coworker who just exists, it's enough to make you want to pull your hair out. But what if I told you there was a way to not just survive those moments, but actually thrive in them? That's right. We're diving into the world of emotional management today, because mastering your emotions is the ultimate superpower, folks. Think about it. When you can stay calm and collected under pressure, you make better decisions, you build stronger relationships, and let's be honest, you just feel more in control of your life. And that's what we're all about here, finding that inner peace even amidst the chaos. Nah, I'm not talking about suppressing your feelings or becoming some emotionless robot. Nope. We want to acknowledge our emotions, understand them, and then choose how we respond to them. That's the real magic. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become an emotional management ninja. First things first, awareness is everything. Think of it like this. You can't fix what you don't know is broken, right? Start paying attention to your physical sensations and thoughts when you feel stressed or overwhelmed. Is your heart racing? Are you clenching your jaw? What kind of thoughts are popping into your head? The more you become aware of your emotional triggers and responses, the better equipped you'll be to manage them. Next up, challenge those negative thought patterns. Ever notice how our minds can go down some seriously dark rabbit holes when we're feeling stressed? Everything is going wrong. I'm a total failure. These thoughts can spiral out of control and make things feel even worse. But here's the catch. Those thoughts aren't always reality. They're just interpretations, often based on fear or past experiences. Start questioning those negative voices in your head. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, you'll find that those thoughts are just exaggerated or distorted. Now, let's talk about shifting your perspective. This one is a game changer. When you're facing a tough situation, try to see it from a different angle. Instead of focusing on the negative aspects, look for the potential learning opportunities. Maybe that failed project taught you valuable lessons about teamwork or time management. Even in difficult moments, there is always something positive to be found if you look for it. Next, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting on a mountaintop and chanting Om, although that sounds pretty peaceful. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, what do you see, hear, smell, taste. This can help ground you in the present and calm those racing thoughts. Finally, remember, self-care is non-negotiable. We can't pour from an empty cup, folks. Make sure to prioritize activities that recharge you, whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, getting some exercise, or simply taking a relaxing bath. Let me tell you about a situation I was in recently. Remember that traffic jam I mentioned earlier? Yeah, I totally got stuck in one during rush hour. My mind started going into overdrive. I'm going to be late. I've got a million things to do. The usual stress spiral. But then I remembered these tips. I took some deep breaths, focused on the sound around me, birds chirping, cars humming, a guy singing loudly in his car that was interesting. I even saw a cute dog poking its head out a window. It helped me shift my perspective and actually enjoy that little moment instead of letting it ruin my whole day. Remember, folks, mastering your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with practice and these key takeaways, you'll be able to navigate the chaos with grace and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and own those emotions. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of calm over chaos. And don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.